Offerings overflow the altar as Solomon dedicates the new temple in this Haftarah for Shmini Atzeret from 1 Kings chapter 8.
Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Holker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
When Solomon finished offering to Adonai all this prayer and supplication, he rose from where he had been kneeling in front of the altar of Adonai, his hands spread out toward heaven. He stood and in a loud voice blessed the whole congregation of Israel. Praised be Adonai, who has granted a haven to God's people Israel, just as promised. Not a single word has failed of all the gracious promises that God made through God's servant Moses. May Adonai our God be with us as he was with our fathers. May she never abandon or forsake us. May he incline our hearts to him, that we may walk in all her ways and keep the commandments, the laws, and the rules which she enjoined upon our ancestors. And may these words of mine, which I have offered in supplication before Adonai, be close to Adonai our God day and night, that God may provide for God's servant and for God's people Israel, according to each day's needs, to the end that all the peoples of the earth may know that Adonai alone is God, there is no other. And may you be wholehearted with Adonai our God, to walk in God's ways and keep God's commandments, even as now. The king and all Israel with him offered sacrifices before Adonai. Solomon offered 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep as sacrifices of well-being to Adonai. Thus the king and all the Israelites dedicated the house of Adonai. That day, the king consecrated the center of the court that was in front of the house of Adonai. For it was there that he presented the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat parts of the offerings of well-being, because the bronze altar that was before Adonai was too small to hold the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat parts of the offerings of well-being. So Solomon and all Israel with him, a great assemblage, coming from Lebo Hamat to the Wadi of Egypt, observed the feast at that time before Adonai our God, 7 days and again 7 days, 14 days in all. On the 8th day he let the people go. They bade the king goodbye and went to their homes, joyful and glad of heart over all the goodness that Adonai had shown to God's servants David and God's people Israel.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Holker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.